Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A gunman in Paris, France, opens fire, killing at least three on Friday. The shooting took place at a Kurdish community center on a narrow street in Paris, and a 69-year-old man has been taken into custody. The motive for the attack was not immediately clear. The National Weather Service is reporting a tremendously impactful winter storm has overtaken much of the United States, and a powerful Arctic front was sweeping into the eastern third of the nation overnight just days before Christmas. Over 200 million people, or roughly 60% of the U.S. population, are under some form of winter weather warning or advisory due to the historic storm. The American people are on the hook for the massive spending package loaded with pork. It only lasts until September of 2023.
The more than 4,000-page, $1.7 trillion bill funds the government for the rest of the fiscal year and includes more than 7,200 earmarks, totaling more than $15 billion. Senator Chuck Schumer saw it as a holiday miracle.
To do this in a Senate that had 65 would have been momentous. To do it in a Senate with 50 was, and I say this about my colleagues, their unity was miraculous.
Senate passage sends the bill to the House, where Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expected to hold a vote as early as tonight. From Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Nancy Pelosi's January 6th committee released its final investigative report in the middle of the night Thursday. More than 800 pages to the panel's 18-month probe blames President Trump. They recommend canceling Mr. Trump from running for president in 2024 and the Department of Justice press charges. The panel's findings have no legal standing and are only recommendations. Well, your plans have been settled for tonight. It is officially National Christmas Movie Marathon Day on this Christmas Eve Eve. This is USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, the Republican, will take down a barrier of double-stacked shipping containers along the U.S.-Mexico border after reaching an agreement with the Biden administration. The barrier was put in place to help protect Arizonans from the humanitarian crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. The complaint by the Biden administration is environmental concerns. It will be removed by January 4th. Tis the season for Christmas messaging.
President Biden delivers his Christmas address from the White House, the president saying there are more things that unite us as Americans than divide us.
The Christmas story is at the heart of the Christmas Christian faith, but the messages of hope, love, peace, and joy, they're also universal. It speaks to all of us, whether we're Christian, Jewish, Hindu, Muslim, Buddhist, or any other faith, or no faith at all. It speaks to all of us as human beings. We're here on this earth. Care for one another, to look out for one another, to love one another.
The President and First Lady are spending their Christmas weekend in Delaware. I'm Tim Berg.
Estimates are being reported China is likely experiencing 1 million COVID infections and 5,000 virus deaths every day as it continues to deal with COVID-19. The situation could get even worse for the country of 1.4 billion people. This current rate may increase to 3.7 million in January. That's according to Airfinity Limited, a London-based research firm that focuses on predictive health analytics. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you. Bill Federer is with us. He is the American Minute creator, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of Amerisearch, Inc. Mr. Bill, Merry Christmas to you. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill. Great to be with you.
Hey, always fun. I appreciate this time, and especially when I can lean on your incredible memory and your writings, and especially your book, There Really Is a Santa Claus, to, you know, help us remember, you know, the traditions and why they're around, and also maybe even touch on some Christmas miracles that have been a part of the fabric of not only American history, but world history, right?
Yeah, well, it's fascinating, and this time of the year, it's always a joy to talk about the subject. And one of the things that I think is interesting is the actual date of December 25th and how there's evidence that it actually is the birth date of Christ. And if you want, I can get into that.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. Every once in a while, that becomes a topic because, you know, they present as, well, you know, December the 25th is really not the actual birth date of Jesus Christ. So it's interesting you should bring that up. So for inquiring people, break it down.
Yeah, so for the first three centuries of Christianity, the date everyone was concerned of was the date of Passover. That was when Jesus, the Jews sacrificed the Passover lamb, and Jesus was actually crucified on the exact feast of Passover. Jews did not celebrate birthdays. That was considered pagan. Mm. And we visited Turkey years ago, and we were in a couple's house, and my wife asks the wife when her birthday was, and she goes into the other room and digs through some papers, and she comes out with a piece of paper. Oh, it's my, my son worked in Seoul, Korea for a couple of years, and the whole country turns a year older on January 1st. And they don't keep track of their individual birthdays. Wow. And so the Jews did not, and it was only when Greeks started converting to Christianity in large numbers, the Gentiles converting, and they did celebrate birthdays. And so it's around the 200s, what's called the third century, that the interest was, when was Jesus born? So it's a little bit of a detective story.
Mm-hmm.
And the Gospel of Luke says that Herod died, we know Herod died between 1 to 4 B.C. And so in Luke 1, it says, in the time of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. Now, there's a clue. What's the priestly division of Abijah? King David divided the Levites into 24 family groups, and each group took a week, and then 6 months later, another week at the temple doing all the ministerial work. Mm-hmm. And this is called the Order of the Levites. It's listed in 1 Chronicles 24. And there were some excavations in Caesarea in 1962 done by Hebrew University, Department of Archaeology. And lo and behold, they discovered documents that give this order of the Levites. And when you look at it, Abijah is week number eight. That's the eighth family division. And it lists the first one is Jehoiarib. Now, why is that important? Well, they didn't know when these weeks started. And so the second clue is the temple in Jerusalem was destroyed on the ninth day of the Jewish month Av in the year 70 AD. Well, that corresponds to August 4th of 70 AD. And in the different Jewish writings, they make note that the division of Jehoiarib was on duty when the temple was destroyed. And so if we know that Jehoiarib was on duty the first week of August, then 8 weeks later would have been the Abijah family division, and that would have been the end of September, the last week of September. Now, that's an important week in Jewish calendar because that's the Day of Atonement when the high priest brings the blood and sprinkles it on the mercy seat, and the whole country's sins are forgiven for the past year, and they start their new year off with a clean slate. Obviously, that's foreshadowing Jesus. And then at the end of the week is the Feast of Tabernacles when they would build booths, and they would camp out sort of in their front yard to remember the 40 years and living in tents, but also it foreshadows being in heaven. And so if John the Baptist's father, Zechariah, is in the temple this last week of September, and the angel appears to him and says he's going to have a son, name him John. He doubts. The angel strikes him dumb, so he can't speak doubt. But his wife conceives. And so the Byzantine Rite Church in their calendar marks September 23rd as the conception of John the Baptist. Mm-hmm. And so this was like one of the very first days celebrated in the church calendar. And there's a second century work called the Proto-Evangelium of St. James, and it acknowledges September 23rd as the conception of John the Baptist. Why is this important? Well, the Gospel of Luke goes on and says the angel announces to Mary that she will conceive of the Holy Spirit, and she says, I'm the handmaid of the Lord, and then the angel says, your cousin Elizabeth is in her sixth month of pregnancy. Well, 6 months after September 23rd would have been the last week of March. And so that's March 25th is the traditional church date of the Annunciation when the angel announces to Mary that she's going to conceive of the Holy Spirit. So if Mary conceives on March 25th, 9 months later, it's December 25th. And so there is evidence that this could actually be the birthday, right? Susan K. Rall wrote in the book Toward the Origins of Christmas, the third century church father, St. John Chrysostom, counts off the months of Elizabeth's pregnancy and dates Mary's conception from the 6 months of Elizabeth, then counts another 9 months to the arrive at the birth date of Christ. Some people say, well, we thought Christmas was to supplant the Roman holiday of Saturnalia, which was in the winter solstice. That's the shortest day of the year. But this doesn't fit because the winter solstice is December 21st, 22nd. Mm-hmm. It's not December 25th. And so if you were going to supplant the winter solstice, you would have made it on September 21st or 22nd. And then some people say, well, you know, It must have been wintertime. It had to be cold. There wouldn't have been shepherds in the field keeping their flock. The climate of Jerusalem is almost identical to Flagstaff, Arizona. It's more of an arid climate, gets down to around 40 degrees at nighttime in the winter. And since Bethlehem is a suburb of Jerusalem, and in Jerusalem they had daily sacrifices, there would have been lots of sheep there in the field. So I'm not dogmatic about it because the ancient calendars are a little confusing. But the fact is that the Son of God, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, Emmanuel. And That's the most important thing to remember.
Yeah, without a doubt, the most important thing to remember about this season as we head to that that incredible day that we celebrate where God gave us, boy, the best Christmas gift ever, huh?
Yes, definitely. God's a just God. He has to judge every sin, but he's a loving God, and that he provided the Lamb to take the judgment.
Wow. Well, there it is. What a study there, Bill. And thank you for sharing that. So for people that are a bit perplexed, you can rest in peace now and know that, you can feel pretty good about December the 25th and get out of those silly arguments that are so meaningless. Bill Fetter is with us and he will continue on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Thank you.
Russian independent, just the way you like to hear from us. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Federer is with us. Have you ever heard a breakdown of December the 25th like that? I've never heard anything like this, and this is such a blessing. This is why we so always enjoy Bill Federer when he comes on, because he is always a blessing. We're always better as a result of his presence on the radio show, because he enlightens us, and you know, we're able to take advantage of his wisdom and knowledge and understanding of history. His book that we're talking about, There Really Is a Santa Claus, The History of St. Nicholas, Christmas Holiday Traditions, Maybe Some Miracles. We only have about 10 minutes in this segment, Bill, so we're going to have to rapid fire go through some of this stuff. We know that Jesus, you clarified that question in people's minds of December the 25th, and why that does make sense, because you wonder, you think, well, what happened to the people that were doing the calendar? Did they just all of a sudden go eeny, meeny, miny, mo, and it landed on December the 25th, you know, or was God's hand definitely upon December the 25th?
You know, one of the other things I bring out, I wrote a book, and the title of it is There Really Is a Santa Claus, The History of St. Nicholas and Christmas Holiday Traditions. And in there, I highlight that the church was born into a one-world anti-Christian government, the Roman Empire. And there was a globalist leader named Augustus Caesar that wanted to have a worldwide tracking system. It was called the census. If he could have 5G and cell phones and cameras, he could track people that way. Right? Something about global dictators that want to track people. Right. And so this required Mary and Joseph to go to Bethlehem to be registered, to be tracked, right? But God was working his plan behind the scenes. And so Jesus was born. God's a just God. He has to judge every sin, but he's a loving God, and that he provided the Lamb, his only begotten Son, to be the Lamb to take the judgment for the sin. And Jesus knew it, and says in the Gospel, Mark chapter 10, verse 45, the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. About the first three centuries, there were 10 major persecutions. Christians were thrown to the lions. It kept heating up, until finally you had a Roman emperor named Diocletian, and he loses some battles with Persia, and he asks his generals why. And the general said, well, it's because you've neglected having the army worship the Roman god. And so Diocletian orders everyone in the military to return to worshiping Roman gods. Well, this forced all the Christians out, right? Because this is 3rd century A.D., and the previous emperor, Galenius, had been lax and allowed Christians to be in the military, but now Diocletian is forcing them out. Once all the Christians are out of the military, Diocletian decides to use the military to force the entire Roman Empire to return to worshiping the Roman gods. So they sent the military, the law enforcement, out to arrest pastors and to tear down churches and confiscate their scriptures, and to ban their church meetings, and to boil them in oil and cut out their tongues. And so there's a danger, once you purge the military of all the Christians, the next thing you can expect is for the military to be used to enforce their ideology. Right. And so it was during this time that Nicholas lived. He's the most popular Greek Orthodox saint. He is to the Greeks what St. Peter is to the Roman Catholics. I mean, he's like the founding father of the Greek Orthodox Church. He lives during this persecution time. Now, a movement began to sweep through Christianity called Pietism. It was their version of separation of church and state. It was this idea that if you really become a Christian, you should withdraw from the world and just focus on your own personal relationship with God. And this beginning of the monasticism movement sort of goes back to that scripture where Jesus told the rich young ruler, one thing you lack, sell all and follow me and give to the poor.
Right.
And so you would have people becoming Christian and giving away their money and living the rest of their life in a cave as a hermit, just enjoying their own personal relationship with God. And others would join monasteries and take vows of silence. You wouldn't even hear from them again the rest of your life. And so this is when Nicholas, his parents were wealthy and elderly, and he becomes an on fire Christian, and he inherits their money when they die. And so he decides he's going to give away all his money, but he wants to do it anonymously, because he wants God to get the credit, not him. So he would go into poor neighborhoods and throw money in the window of poor people. And supposedly the money would land in a shoe or a stocking that was drying by the fireplace. And one story became
That's a good throw, to be able to land in a shoe or a stocking. Well,
yeah, I don't know. Maybe, you know, but, yeah. So The story that became popular was a merchant in the town of Patara had gone bankrupt. And back then, the creditors would not only take your house and lands, they would take your children. And this merchant had three beautiful daughters. He knew if they were taken, it would mean sex trafficking and all kinds of terrible stuff.
Yeah.
So the merchant had an idea. He thought if he could hurry up and marry his daughters off, the creditors couldn't take them.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, he did not have money for a dowry, which was needed in that area of the world for a legally recognized wedding. Well, Nicholas hears the problem late one night, throws some money in the window, and it provides the dowry. The oldest daughter gets married. It's a big buzz, talk of the town. Throws money in the second time, and the second daughter gets married. When he's throwing it in for the third time, by this time the dad's expecting it, runs outside, catches Nicholas. Nicholas makes the father promise not to tell where the money came from because he wants the credit to go to God and not to him. And so this is the origin of the tradition of secret gift giving on the anniversary of Nicholas's death, which was December 6, 343 A.D. And there's lots of, there's at least a dozen different ancient church artworks and murals and icons on church walls of Nicholas on his tippy toes throwing a bag of money in the window. And there's even a church with a stained glass window, and he's on his tippy toes throwing the money in, and these girls are picking it up on the other side. And underneath in the stained glass, it says, he provides a dowry for three girls.
Mm-hmm.
And so Nicholas is often pictured holding three bags of gold or three gold balls.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he became the patron saint of pawnbrokers. Oh. You say, what?
Yes.
Believe it or not, pawnbrokers hang three gold balls in front of their pawn shop to represent the three bags of gold that Nicholas threw in the window. And they say, well, we're helping families out in their time of financial need. Like, okay, a little bit of a stretch, but whatever.
Right, okay.
So Nicholas gives away all of his money, and he's going to join a monastery in the Holy Land. But right before he takes his vows as silent, the Lord somehow tells him not to hide his light under a bushel. So he goes back to Myra, a port city in what is today Turkey. And unbeknownst to him, the bishop had died. The church leaders couldn't decide who the next bishop was going to be. And they pray all night, and one of them gets a vision that the first person to church the next day is to be named Nicholas, and he's to be their bishop. Well, Nicholas's habit was to fast and pray and be the first one at church and not eat till after church. That's when you would break the fast.
Right.
Had the break fast.
Right.
And, and so he walks in, they ask his name. When he says Nicholas, they say, you're supposed to be the bishop. He was not too thrilled because the Roman Emperor Diocletian was arresting bishops and killing them. So it was sort of like, you be the bishop. No, 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 you first. No, really. You
exactly.
Be the bishop. But he agrees, he is arrested, he's put in jail, he's awaiting death, Christians are praying, and suddenly Diocletian, the emperor, gets struck with an intestinal disease so painful he abdicates the throne on May 1st, 305 AD. This is sort of interesting because by this time, Roman emperors had been declaring themselves a god, sprinkling gold dust in their hair and demanding their image be worshipped. So this was like a god resigning. And anyway, the next emperor, Galerius, continues the persecution. He's struck with an intestinal disease and dies. And then it's a toss-up between four generals as to who the next emperor is going to be. Two are defeated, comes down to Constantine and Maxentius. Constantine's in York, England, when the word comes and his men surround him and say, Hail Caesar, we're with you. And he marches toward Rome, and there's the Battle of the Milvian Bridge, 312 A.D. The day before the battle, Constantine reportedly sees the sign of Christ in the sky, which was the first two Greek letters for the name Christ. The letter that makes the K sound is called the Chi. It's written as an X. And the one that makes the R sound is written as a P. It's called the Rho, so it's called the Cairo. And you saw this X and P on all these, you know, 4th century Roman artwork. And it gets shortened to the X called the Chi or the Christ cross. Mm-hmm. And that's where you get Xmas.
There you go.
X crossing out Christ is the Greek letter that stood for Christ.
Yes. Amen. Wow. A lot of history there. And you can read more about it with Bill's book. There really is a Santa Claus, the history of St. Nicholas, Christmas holiday traditions. And Bill, how can they get their hands on your book?
Well, thanks. It's AmericanMinute.com. And there's a whole lot more in there. I go through the traditions of how he goes from the saint all the way with the things added on. You know, Martin Luther and then the Dutch said, well, Jesus returns at the end of the world to judge the living and the dead, riding a white horse. Saints come back with him. St. Nicholas is one of the saints, but he gets to come back once a year for
the... Out of time. Bill Federer, thank you.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon Access is a new hub that makes shopping easier and more affordable for families this holiday season. Find information on payment options like SNAP EBT, the Amazon Layaway Program, and Prime Access, Amazon's discounted Prime membership for qualifying customers. SNAP recipients can register their EBT card on Amazon to order SNAP-eligible groceries online for delivery and can use SNAP benefits on Amazon.com to shop shelf-stable pantry items and produce from Amazon Fresh. Plus, shop with Amazon Layaway, a new program that allows you to reserve select items. Pay just 20% of the total cost and the rest over time with no credit check, interest, or hidden fees. Learn how you can start saving today and register your SNAP EBT card, reserve items with Amazon Layaway, and enroll in Prime Access by visiting Amazon.com/access.
USA News Update. A gunman in Paris, France opened fire, killing at least three on Friday. The shooting took place at a Kurdish community center on a narrow street in Paris. A 69-year-old man has been arrested. The National Weather Service is reporting a tremendously impactful winter storm has overtaken much of the United States, and a powerful Arctic front was sweeping onto the eastern third of the nation overnight, just days before Christmas. Over 200 million people, or roughly 60% of the population, are under some form of winter weather warning or advisory due to the historic storm. Nancy Pelosi's January 6th committee released its final investigative report in the middle of the night Thursday. More than 800 pages to the panel's 18-month probe blames President Trump. They recommend canceling Mr. Trump from running for president in 2024 and the Department of Justice press charges. The panel's findings have no legal standing and are only recommendations. Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Father Robert McTague with us, the author of Christendom Lost and Found. We're also going to be talking about this new documentary, Disconnected. Poof, I'm telling you, very powerful. Father McTague, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Glad to be with you. Thank you for your time today.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the book, Christendom Lost and Found. Why this book?
Well, you know, I started writing it in November 2019 because I said, you know, something is really wrong. Things are falling apart, and people who should know better are starting to lose their minds. And then the COVID interruption came, and then right after that, people kinetically thirsting for justice by burning down their neighborhoods. And I said, we've lost our mind as a civilization. How did that happen? And so it's kind of a war journal. Every day between November 2019 and February of 2021, I looked out the window, I looked at the headlines, I went to the chapel, and I started writing. So here's my elevator pitch. What used to be known as Christendom, now called the West, got rid of Christ in 1789 with the French Revolution. And since then, we've had a lot of bad art and even more dead bodies. And the madness that we all lived through for that 18 months, 2 years, is the inevitable bitter fruit of rejecting Christ. Mm-hmm. And so this is my reflection to say, I was in pain with you, and through research and prayer, this is what I found. This is how I think we can go forward.
Yeah, and as you cite, the conditions of our culture are dire. I mean, we are living out what Isaiah 5 warned us about, that day that evil would be called good, good would be called evil, and it's all resulting when you turn your back on God. In this particular case, you turn your back on Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world that God sent to liberate us, and along with the Holy Spirit to remind us good from evil, and to keep us on the, if you might say, the straight and narrow.
Well, you know, I was also inspired by St. Augustine's City of God, which he wrote on his deathbed. You know, Rome had fallen, which many people literally thought was the end of the world. And, you know, the barbarians are laying siege to the city. And he's comparing the city of God versus the city of man. And again, it's that choice to live without Christ. So I wanted to say, you know, I've been an academic and religious for almost 40 years. Spent a lot of time studying, a lot of time praying, a lot of time meeting fascinating people all around the world. Let's tie all that together and come to some conclusions. And a lot of them really aren't new. I mean, Hilaire Belloc over 100 years ago was writing, the only choices are Christ or chaos. Now that we see what chaos really looks like, where candidates for the Supreme Court can't tell you what a woman is.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know, where you know, marriage is being redefined, and we're saying, let's not hurt the feelings of pedophiles. I don't know how much more wrong we can go.
Exactly.
And so rather than go back to some, you know, good old days or golden age, because there never was one, let's retrieve the wisdom from the culture that used to make saints pretty regularly and plant it in our own soil in our own time.
You know, Father, my prayer has consistently been that God would raise up that voice just like he did in the days of old. There would be a prophet that could, you know, pierce the darkness. We need a sobering voice. And I sensed it one time, and you know, in my devotion with God, is that who would be that one person? And the sense was, what came back to me was God was saying there's going to be lots of people, not just
right.
One voice in particular. I was saying, well, whatever the case, God, it's your will to be done here. But it's absolute madness, because barring that we get to the final chapter of the book of Revelations and the Lord of Lords and King of Kings is reigning, we've got hell on the rest of this earth till then.
Right. We have a long road ahead of us. And something that I preach very often, Bill, is this, that lukewarm Catholicism, lukewarm discipleship, number one, we're going to find out in a hurry, is utterly, utterly inadequate for our spiritual needs as the persecution begins to heat up. And number two, most people are going to find even lukewarm discipleship to be too costly. So we have to decide in a hurry whose side that we're on. And then we also have to say, what can we learn from the people who made Christendom flourish? What can we learn from the martyrs? What can we learn from the people who pushed back? What can we learn from people who built arks and sometimes had to hide in the catacombs? I don't have a one-size-fits-all. Mm-hmm. I suggest people find a faithful remnant, find a good local community, get your life in order, learn how to perform the corporal and the spiritual works of mercy, and let's ride the storm out together.
Yeah, be intentional about it. Be fully committed. I mean, that's the thing. We did learn some things recently, as you say, you know, from life experiences at after 9/11, people flooded the churches. But unfortunately, to your point, the church was kind of lukewarm, and they couldn't hold on to the people after 3 weeks. They just kind of faded, you know, because they went to the church saying, "Is God judging us?" Great question, by the way. Is God judging us?
Sure.
But there was no answer for them. And here we are today, a couple of decades past, and we're still asking the same question. And I still say that's a good question to ask. But as you're admonishing us, is that, look, you know, I tell people all the time, they say, well, I'm praying for revival. I'm going, well, go be the revival of one. But before revival, there must be repentance. We must reconcile ourselves to the God of the universe that has set specific standards that we're not meeting, because some of this, yes, is natural. It's just natural judgment that is coming upon people that decide to turn their back on God. Isn't that right?
Right. You know, we turning our back on God never ends well. I mean, history is replete with that. And one of the reasons I wrote this book, Christendom Lost and Found, is to remind people that we're not alone. You know, during the darkest days of the reign of King COVID, when we're all isolated and separated, and I couldn't offer mass in public, which is something I never thought would happen to me in the United States, I had to say, you know, people would ask me, do we think that we're under God's judgment? And I said, I don't know. I don't think God would let me off that easily. But I do think this is a time of illumination.
Yes.
I think this is a time where the thoughts of many are being revealed. And frankly, I don't like most of what I've seen, starting with the man looking in the mirror, but then looking around at the cult of the expert and the people who thought that the science, capital T, capital S, was going to save them. You know, that was all an illusion, or that, you know, Amazon was going to save us. All that is nonsense. There's not going to be one person who's going to save us. Also, you know, when the churches started opening again and the question was, are people going to come back? I thought that was the wrong question. The question should be, are we going to go out and bring people in?
Yeah, right, exactly.
And let them know what they have been missing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're exactly right, is that, you know, if they come to the banquet table, which God has laid out for us, and they start participating and the delicacies are there, then they get excited and they're going to tell their friends that are going to tell their friends. And now we've got, a wave, a faith wave in a sense, a revival wave that begins. And now we're doing something, you know, we're doing some damage to the kingdom of this world, are we not?
Well, yes, that is my intention. You know, as a Jesuit, our spirituality is very, very clear. You're either on the side of Christ the King, standing beneath the banner of his cross, or you're playing for the other team.
Right.
And the other team is the default value. Mm-hmm. One has to deliberately choose Christ. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, Bill, if you want to start a fire, you have to gather kindling. I meant this book to inspire some kindling, to get small groups of communities together to be the leaven and the bread,
right,
and then to generate momentum. And, you know, the Christians have already been through everything. We've been through the rise and fall of empires and cultures and civilizations and kingdoms and wars and persecutions. A lot of the how-to has already been written. We need to have the good sense to retrieve that and, again, plant it in our time and place. So the book wasn't just a lament for Christendom lost. It was lost and found. We can find it again. And
exactly.
People ask me about the subtitle, Meditations for a Post-Post-Christian Era. The post-Christian era in the West has been since the time of the French Revolution.
Father, we got to go to a quick break. Sorry to interrupt
sure.
you. Let's pick it up from there on the other side. More from Father Robert Vintage after this.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
This support is sponsored by Kia America.
Kia America is getting a head start on New Year's and giving people nationwide a chance to see and touch the future with a cross-country tour of the iconic Times Square New Year's Eve 2023 numerals that will illuminate New York City's Times Square on December 31st. Toad cross-country from Los Angeles to New York City by a 2023 Kia Telluride X-Pro. Stops are scheduled in Las Vegas, Nashville, Washington, D.C., and Philadelphia. On December 20th, the numerals will arrive in New York City's Times Square, just in time for the world-famous ball drop on New Year's Eve. For the third consecutive year, Kia is the official sponsor of the New Year's Eve countdown, and James Bell, head of corporate communications, Kia America, explains,
"At Kia, we believe in giving back to the local communities in which we live. And what better way than a once-in-a-lifetime chance to see and touch the future, share the fun, and feel the excitement of New Year's Eve in Times Square? We hope this helps accelerate all of the good things to come in 2023.
For more, visit Kia.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Father Robert McTagg, the author of Christendom Lost and Found, continues with us. We were just talking about the subtitle, Father, and I want to give you, a good amount of time to be able to expand on the subtitle of meditation. Go ahead.
Well, you know, there were people who thought it was a typo, Meditations for a Post-Post-Christian Era. Why post twice? Well, since the time of the French Revolution in 1789, where the West decided to get rid of Christ, that was the post-Christian era. And you say, how did that work out for you? Well, it was a bloodbath. So we need a post-post-Christian era, not just a let's turn back the clock to whatever you think is the good old days, whether it was 1950 or 1274. The question is, can we go forward having learned our lessons? The more recent lessons of life without Christ really is not only unworthy of God, it's unworthy of man. And then retrieve the lessons from the saints who've gone before us, the people who built the great cathedrals, the great universities, the monasteries, the people who gave us Gregorian chant and stained glass windows. They knew something.
Right.
And they knew how to hang tough. You know, Sonia Biuski got on a horse from Poland and lifted the siege of Vienna, you know, against the misunderstanders of the religion of peace, you know. And it's our time to get in the saddle and to confront the battle. And, you know, sometimes the battles involve shooting. A lot of time it's prayer and it's culture.
And it's a commitment that you're all in. Nothing is held back, and we were talking about this earlier. What made the Founding Fathers so extraordinary is they were willing to put it all on the line. And maybe this is what Jesus is asking of us right now, is that as he's going through the lampstands, the church lampstands, as he did in the book of Revelations, you know, are we lukewarm? Have we forsaken our first love? All these, and these are all, you know, very pertinent and applicable warnings that are there that we must ask ourselves and say, okay, as much as it would count on me, let it be that I would be fully committed and fully invested? Because if not Christians, then who, Father?
Well, you know, Bill, when I first started teaching 25 years ago, and I was at a self-identified Catholic university, and I'd ask my students, hey, you know, what's your religious affiliation? What's your religious identity? And the answer I got most often was Catholic, I guess.
Oh, wow.
And I said, you know, you don't say, what do you do for a living? Brain surgeon, I guess. You know, for a lot of things, you're all the way in or all the way out. And for those young people to say, I guess, and to say that without hesitation or embarrassment to a priest means a lot of other people failed them first. A lot of other people failed to be salt and light in their lives. And so much of what we saw during the dark time of 2019, 2020, 2021 was it wasn't the success of our families and our schools and our churches, but an indication of a really old rot. So let's brush away that rot. Let's, you know, take the blame where we need to take the blame, but then let's go forward with Christ. We know that the world can't live humanely. It can't live wisely and well unless it's under the acknowledged authority and wisdom of Christ. Therefore, there's a lot of work for all of us to do.
Well, and as the title suggests, yes, lost, but found. How often in the Bible do we read of God's redemptive grace, that he's not going to leave us alone and forsake us, that what we have done before we can do again in his power? But we've got to come back to first principles, don't we? This is what repentance is all about. Go ahead.
Right. God doesn't ask us to do the impossible. He asks us to do things that are beyond our ordinary capacity, but that become possible in union with his grace and his wisdom. God still desires the holiness of his people.
Right.
And it's our choice to say yes and to agree to be his instruments to bring other people into the ark while there's still time. So the book ends on a hopeful note. You know, I was writing in a dark time, and then I said, it's winter. We have to plan for spring. It's Lent. We have to plan for Easter. I think that is still true. Amen. We're in a hard time. We're in the times that God has asked us to be faithful. He will give us the grace on the condition that we ask for, and then we act on it.
Yeah, go figure, huh? We don't have because we don't ask. And here we are as you go through the seasons, as we enter the Advent season. What a terrific time. This is such a blessed time for us, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know, because Advent is the time to clear out the trash of our lives, to make straight those crooked ways so that Christ can be acknowledged King as the throne of our hearts. Advent isn't time just to get your Christmas shopping done. It's a time to look for the idols, the handmade idols in our own souls, and throw them all down and say, Lord, that space is empty. It's now ready to receive your reign. That's why I think Advent is a tremendously precious time for us.
I agree, Father. I so appreciate that. Kristen, Lost and Found, the book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com, by the way. We've got about 5 minutes left, Father, and I did want to talk about this film, Disconnected, that you and Don Johnson, the filmmaker and director, have put together. This is so powerful. And I encourage our audience to get their eyes in front of it, because this will help bring some clarity. You talk about your book, Kristen, and Lost and Found, about the revelation of this book and what COVID, in a sense, you know, people saw it as a curse, and God turned it to good, as he always does, is that he opened our eyes to see these discrepancies and what was going on behind the veil of public education, just for just a real quick example. But Disconnected, congratulations on this. I think this is going to be quite healing and revelatory for people that need to see this.
Well, yeah, you know, I think we, you know, the Jesuits always want to use the latest technology, whether it's the printing press, the, you know, radio, the internet, and we live in a visual age. And that's why I think, you know, finding truthful documentaries, finding those memorable images that can be inscribed on our soul, our memory, our imagination, and good action as well. You know, we don't want people to read a book or watch a documentary and say, well, that was interesting. and then just go back on. We want people to jump up and say, oh, my God, we've got to do something. Mm-hmm. That's my hope for the readers and for the viewers as well.
Well, this movie, I don't know how you come away from this movie and not want to jump up and say, we've got to do something about this. Explain to our audience what you communicate in Disconnected.
Well, I think what we want people to recognize is that we have been lied to for a very long time, and that the scales have to be removed from our eyes. And for those who want to know the truth really is available. So it's a hopeful message. It's a practical message. And, you know, Alexander Solzhenitsyn said, live not by lies. He also said, let the lie enter the world if it will, but not through me. And that's a message that everyone needs to hear, that the father of lies does not wish us well, and Christ himself is the way, the truth, and the life. We need to remove ourselves from the power of lies and immerse ourselves in the power of truth.
You know, it's interesting that you use the language that we've been lied to, whether it's about abortion, whether it's about our economy, whether it's about our families, marriages, you know, in every topic, it can be led with, we've been lied to. The father of lies has been running rampant and having his way with God's creation, has he not?
Yes. Well, you know, our Lord said that the enemy has been a thief, a liar, and a murderer from the beginning. And our souls are being contested for. And whatever medium, whether it's visual or print or audio, I want people to know that their souls are being contested for, and you don't have to live and die alone. You right. can actually live victoriously as a member of the body of Christ.
Exactly. And the fact of the matter is, this is intensifying. And it's intensifying, I believe, in my humble opinion, because even the evil one knows that his time is drawing nigh. What do you think, Father?
Well, you know, a lot of people have gone broke after making a nice living predicting the timeline. We don't know the day or the hour. Yeah. What I know for sure is that history is heating up. Yeah. I'll say that much. History is heating up. And whenever the Lord returns, I want him to find me busy and Amen. Doing the right thing. Read the signs of the time. Know that God is faithful. And those who choose Christ will be on the winning side.
Yeah, I pray nobody was thinking I was predicting something. I'm just, again, agreeing with you. The signs are there, so what are we to do with those, right?
Right, right. And this is where we pay attention, where we read the scriptures, we pray, we turn to the perennial teaching of the church. You know, the wisdom of St. Ignatius Loyola, the founder of the Jesuits, is very clear. Our souls are being contested for, and we have to pray for a spirit of discernment, because if the enemy can't lead us into darkness, he'll present himself as an angel of light and try to seduce us and lie to us that way. So a spirit of discernment becomes essential for these very troubled times.
Well, without a doubt, this transgender tsunami, as you say, has swept this country over the past several years, and it only seems to be intensifying all the more. We can no longer remain in the dark and ignorant to that end. Father Robert McTague has been our guest. Father, how can people be in touch with you, get their hands on the book, and also see this powerful documentary, Disconnected?
Well, you know, you can go to the stationofthecross.com. The Station of the Cross hosts my daily talk show called The Catholic Current. We're available on every platform that you can think of. You can find my books there as well. I have 3 out right now, and I have writing all over Crisis Magazine, Alatea, New Oxford Review. And, you know, connect the dots, and there's a lot out there. And pray for me. I'm always in very great need.
Father Robert McTague, thank you so much. God bless you. Take care.
God's peace, sir. Right. Bye-bye.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.